Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time for our COVID report. Today I'll be talking to Professor Adrian Puren, the Chief Executive Officer at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Prof, thank you for making the time to talk to us here on Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Simon. Good afternoon to your listeners. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Prof, do you want to give us the latest stats? Where are we in this pandemic and are we nearly over it?
No, we're not over with this pandemic. I think we've got a way to go, Simon. The case numbers have certainly declined fairly rapidly overall. So South Africa, if you use the previous metrics, is, I suppose, out of the fourth wave. But but in terms of the pandemic, we're nowhere near out of that, in the sense that we still have continued infections. About, I think it was 4,000 cases per day reported yesterday, but still low mortality and low hospitalization rates. But I think our vaccine rate has still not reached the levels, I think, that are sufficient for us to say that we have high levels of protection. However, I think when we consider the fact that there's probably been high exposure rates due to natural infection, then I think our seroprevalence, if you like, is probably in the high 70s or 80s. That is thought to be the case.
And just remind me,
we still need to be cautious about all of this and not think that, you know,
that it's
all
over.
No, well, I hear you loud and clear. Yeah. Prof, just remind me, it's been a while since I've spoken about this issue, but herd immunity, if there is such a thing, is achieved at what sort of percentage rate?
Yeah, so we're no longer really talking about herd immunity. I think we're just talking about high levels of immune coverage, and we're really looking at, you know, 80 to 90% really, to ensure that we can really control transmission as best as is possible. So having not achieved that, I think we will still see ongoing transmission. And of course, we never know with regard to variants. Omicron is certainly a dominant variant in circulation in South Africa currently, but we don't know what will happen next. And I think that those are the things we have to wait for.
Prof, we're often asked about when we will be living in a time when we can let the masks go. When is that going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen fairly soon. I think given that we're not out of the pandemic, but given the current scenarios, I would still recommend that we continue to wear our masks. I think that there are, as I may have mentioned in one of the earlier programs, there's some coalescence around thinking around what are the key things that we need to keep in place for us to manage this particular pandemic. And so I think the wearing of masks, I think, will remain with us. But the nature of that, the wearing of those masks may well change depending on the different scenarios. But I think for now, my recommendation is that we continue to wear masks really to prevent transmission and as well as acquisition of infections. I know it's a hard one. I think we started off, as you know, by not always recommending masks. And I know that the science has changed. And I think there's a lot of information now showing about aerosolization of this particular virus. And so it's really critical that we continue to do that. And ventilation is then the other most important aspect, ensuring that we are in ventilated spaces. And again, making sure that the ventilation is working appropriately. Not simply just a matter of opening the windows, which I think is important. But if you're in a studio or a building, then that becomes really critical as well.
Prof, thank you so much for your input this afternoon. That was Professor Adrian Puren, the Chief Executive Officer at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases.